Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him.
Do you want to be like Jesus? I do. When we follow Him, our exalted head, then we will be made like Him and we will rise with Him. Hallelujah. Last time, I started with Matthew, and we went back and forth all the way through to Revelation, right? Well, this time, you get to go first. So you're going to start with Matthew, and then I'll go next, okay? Here we go. Go ahead and start. Mark, John, Romans. Did you say 1st and 2nd Corinthians? Good job. Galatians, Philippians. 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, Titus, Hebrews, 1st and 2nd 3rd John, Revelation. You are doing a great job learning the books of the New Testament. We'll practice some more, but let's go ahead and go to our Bible lesson. Hi, boys and girls. We have a special, exciting lesson today. And in fact, it is going to test your Bible looking up skills. Do you have your Bible with you? Well, we are going to be looking in three different Gospels today, looking at different people and what they were thinking and how they were feeling as Jesus hung on the cross and right after He died. But before we get started, what do we always do? We always pray. You're right. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes, and we're going to talk to Jesus. Dear Lord, thank you so much that we get to take this time with you right now. Help us to focus on you, to put aside those distractions, that we can learn more what you want to teach us. Amen. Do you remember what happened last time? Jesus had died, and the disciples were very perplexed, wondering, what are we going to do with his body? They didn't want to leave him just for the Roman soldiers because they couldn't bear to think of how Jesus' enemies would treat him. So they didn't really know what to do. But who had a plan? God had a plan. The disciples did not know that two very rich men, who also loved Jesus, had been watching what happened that Friday when Jesus died. As the disciples were trying to decide, how are we going to care for his body, those rich men stepped in to help. Who were they? Do you know? What did they do? We're going to look it up because John tells us. So we're going to John. John is the fourth book in the New Testament. Remember, the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. John is the fourth book in the New Testament. John. Chapter 19. Whoa, that's kind of towards the back of the book of John. John, chapter 19, And then you're going to read verse 38, 39, and 40. There's three verses. 38, 39, and 40. Those are those little numbers after John 19. So, let's see what that says. If you need more time, that's okay. Just press pause, and when you're ready, press play again. Here is what it says.
After this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him permission. So he came and took the body of Jesus. And Nicodemus, who at first came to Jesus by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds. Then he took the body of Jesus and bound it in strips of linen with the spices, as the custom of the Jews is to bury.
So Joseph of Arimathea had asked Pilate secretly for Jesus' body because he didn't want the Jews to find out. And Nicodemus, do you know who he was? He was one of the Jewish rulers. He also came and brought a bunch of spices to help wrap Jesus' body. Tears were falling as Jesus' friends carefully, tenderly took his body from the cross. How did they care for him? Where did they place him? Let's continue reading in John chapter 19. Now we're going to read verse 41 and 42. John chapter 19, verse 41 and 42. This is what it says.
Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb, in which no one had yet been laid. So there they laid Jesus. Because of the Jews' preparation day, for the tomb was nearby.
They wrapped his body in linen. They placed him in a tomb that no one had ever used before. And they laid him. Why does it say that they laid him there? Because it was what day? Preparation day. Yes. So, what does the Bible call Friday? Because Jesus died on a Friday. What does the Bible call it? Preparation Day. You're right. It's a day to prepare for the Sabbath. Do you prepare for the Sabbath at your home? Do you get your meal ready ahead of time? Do you lay out your clothes? Do you prepare so that when the Sabbath comes, you don't have to do any extra work? Well, that's what Jesus wants us to do. The tomb was one that Joseph had made to be buried in himself when he died. How glad he must have been to have used it for Jesus. After Jesus was placed in Joseph's new tomb, how was the opening closed? How did they close that opening to the tomb? Who was watching when they did it? We're going to go over to Matthew because Matthew tells us. John doesn't tell us, but Matthew does. So let's flip back to Matthew. Matthew's the first book in the New Testament. And then we're going to go to chapter 27. Matthew, chapter 27. And we're going to look at verse 59, 60, and 61. Matthew, chapter 27, verses 59, 60, and 61. Here's what it says.
When Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his new tomb, which he had hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a large stone against the door of the tomb and departed. And Mary Magdalene was there, and the other Mary sitting opposite the tomb.
Mary Magdalene was there? Mary Magdalene is not Jesus' mother. She was Lazarus and Martha's sister, right? So you have Mary Magdalene was there and the other Mary sitting opposite the tomb. Then they laid him there and rolled, what did they roll? A large rock or a stone across the entrance. And Jesus was able to rest. Wow. Listen to this song that Lindsay wrote to help us to think about that Sabbath that Jesus lay in the tomb. If you would like to find more of her music, you are more than welcome to go to her website. I put it in the show notes below. You can go to her website and you can find the entire CD.
Sweet Sabbath rest, your Lord is in the tomb. His work is complete. He lies in peace. There was grief on the earth, but joy
Jesus rested on the very first Sabbath after he finished creating us. He rested in the tomb on Sabbath after dying for us. What did the others do that Sabbath? Let's look at Luke. So we were in Matthew. Now we're going to Luke. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke chapter 23. Luke chapter 23, and then let's look at verse 54, 55, and 56. We're going to see what Jesus' disciples did on that Sabbath. Were they rushing around, or were they resting too? Let's see what it says. Luke chapter 23, verse 54, 55, and 56.
That day was the preparation, and the Sabbath drew near. And the women who had come with him from Galilee followed after. And they observed the tomb and how his body was laid. Then they returned and prepared spices and fragrant oils. And they rested on the Sabbath according to the commandment.
They rested on the Sabbath according to the commandment. They rested. So the Bible calls Friday the what day? The preparation day. Sabbath is the day of rest, right? Do you know where they got that from? It's from the Ten Commandments. Jesus gave 10 happiness rules, or the Ten Commandments, and it says that we are to rest, just as God rested. You can find that in Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. If you want to write that down and then look it up later, or look it up for maybe family worship, you can see the plan that God laid out for us. We are to remember that Sabbath day. We are to keep it holy. We have 6 days for the rest of the week to do our work, to do our labor, but on the seventh day, what are we supposed to do? We are to rest. You know, sometimes people say that the seventh day is Sunday and that we should rest and observe the Sabbath on Sunday. But when you look at a calendar, what is the first day of the week? It's Sunday. And then the second day is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Saturday or Sabbath is the seventh day of the week. Just like Jesus rested on the Sabbath day, do we want to rest on the Sabbath day every single week to remember Him, what He has done for us, and how much He loves us? Yes, we do. All day Sabbath, Jesus rested in the tomb. But some other people were pretty nervous. What were they thinking? What were they feeling that day? Well, let's think about Pilate. Pilate, he didn't really think much about what he had done wrong to Jesus. He knew it was wrong, but it didn't really bother him. The priests and the rulers, they had thought that they would be happy. Yay, Jesus is dead, right? But were they? No. In fact, they were very, very scared. They were frightened because they kept remembering something. They remembered something that Jesus had said. Do you know what it was? He had said in 3 days he would rise again. They remembered that. So what did they do? I bet you can help me figure out what they did by going to Matthew. Let's figure out what they did with that knowledge. So let's go to Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27, and we're going to read verse 62 through 66. So we're going to start on verse 62 and read every verse to 66. Okay? So Matthew chapter 27, verse 62 through 66. Here's what it says.
On the next day, which followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees gathered together to Pilate, saying, "Sir, we remember while he was still alive how that deceiver said, 'After 3 days I will rise.' Therefore, command that the tomb be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say to the people, 'He has risen from the dead.' So the last deception will be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard. Go your way, make it as secure as you know how." So they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting the guard.
They wanted a night guard. They wanted some Roman soldiers to guard that tomb because Jesus said he was going to rise again. And so maybe the disciples will try to deceive everybody and take his body. So let's put a guard. That's just what they did. Now let's look at Joseph and Nicodemus. Those were two men who had not told anyone that they believed in Jesus. They had sometimes kept the council from hurting him. But now they kind of wished that they had been brave and that they had let everyone know that they were Jesus' disciples. The sick people and the needy people who had come to the Passover to see Jesus, they were terribly disappointed. It was too late. Everyone was talking about it. Everyone was thinking about what had happened that Friday. Now, I want you to think about yourself. How would you have felt that Friday and that Sabbath? What would you be thinking? How would you be feeling? Would you be sad and disappointed? Would you be angry? Would you be scared? How would you be feeling? You know, we're going to find out next time more about the disciples and how they felt and what Jesus had told them about the sign of Jonah. Wait, Jonah? What are you talking about, Jonah? Jonah happened in the Old Testament. Yes, it did, but Jesus talked about Jonah, and he said that he was going to be kind of like Jonah. And we're going to find out more about that next time. You know, I'm so glad that we get to learn and study about Jesus and what he did for us. Because as we understand more and more about Jesus' love for us, it can help us to want to share his love with others. I want to share his love with others, don't you? Well, let's pray and ask Jesus to help us. Dear Lord, we pray that you will help us to learn from your sacrifice, to learn from your surrender, to learn from you following God's plan, that we can be like you, that we can tell others about you and how much you love them. Please come into our hearts. We love you so much, and we are waiting eagerly for that day when you come to take us home to live with you. We love you. Amen.
Story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.